game of the week. ABC game of the week. Monday Night Baseball. Remember Monday Night Baseball?
Sure. Yeah, ABC Monday Night Baseball. Oh, that's the NBC game. Game of the week on Saturdays.
Howard Cosell. Oh, yeah. All right. I got some health updates for you guys. I know you guys were going to ask about that. All imaging was negative on all of our athletes that came out of the game yesterday. So very good sign. It's just the right scap contusion for Varsho. He's going to be day-to-day. And much in the same with Jordan Luplo. He's just banged up that left foot. You've seen it 1,000 times, but we're very thankful that those x-rays were negative. So both players were day-to-day. It's just part of the season where these things, types of things happen, and I know that everybody's frustrated by the potential missing time, but it's time for somebody to step in there in their absence and take advantage of that opportunity. J.B. Bukauskas threw a bullpen yesterday, 25-pitch bullpen. Carson Kelly continues to take BP in the cage. Everything is progressing in a very positive way for him. I don't have any part of this plan beyond what he's doing. So I know everybody wants to know when he's going to be in the game. I don't know what that answer is. Middleton threw a 23-pitch bullpen yesterday. I explained that to you guys. And Luke Weaver threw a game today. He threw 25 pitches. He threw one inning, 25 pitches. And the information that came to me, I haven't spoken to him, that came to me was very, very good and very positive.
With Varsho, you say he's day-to-day, but he's in the lineup today. Is the issue more catching?
At this point in time, I think it's more throwing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, he's in as a DH, and still, we're going to have him test it out, see how he's doing, see how he's feeling, he's right in the middle of that process to hopefully get on the field tonight, so I'll keep you guys posted on that. Or you guys will see it if there's a change, you'll know the reason why.
See, you wouldn't be shocked if he
had another day. Yeah, I'm 50-50 on it right now, but he's in the lineup. I put him in the lineup for a reason because I want him to play. But we're going to make a decision here as we continue to move forward through the course of his pregame stuff.
What do you think you're going to do if it's not him?
What's that?
What do you think you'll do if it's not him?
It'll probably be Pavin as a DH. That's what I'm thinking out loud right now, or thinking to myself right now.
Is Davies going to make the start tomorrow?
Yeah, Davies will start tomorrow. Very, very, very good news there. Tough player. We saw what happened, right? And he went down, and he was going to try and get back up until I told him no. So I was very thankful for that.
I saw Nick Ahmed walking around. How close is he?
Yeah. It was on my docket. It was on my list of things to do to get a chance to talk to him. Unfortunately, I did not get to. I know that he's here. I was told he wants to go through a pregame just to get that motor running a little bit. I know that he's very, very tired, very gassed. So we got to just build up that endurance and that stamina. So I don't know exactly how he's feeling, but I know that he's here, and that's a good sign. Mike Fetters has COVID. I can go ahead and tell you guys that. So we'll get him back on his program as soon as he's able and has cleared the COVID protocols.
Who'll be the acting bullpen coach?
Yeah, Dan Carlson is down there right now. In Dave McKay's absence, we have two new staff members in the dugout. In the vicinity, Dan Carlson and Rick Short. Rick will obviously be in the dugout serving as a hitting coach, and Dan Carlson will be in the bullpen serving as a bullpen coach.
How are those guys doing,
Matt? Good, very good. Mac, I haven't talked to Mac in probably 24 hours, but the last time I spoke with him, he was doing fine. Just got off the phone with Fett right now, and he said that he feels great. He's just maybe a little tired walking around his house or going up a flight of stairs, which is to be expected.
Will Nick go out on a rehab assignment once you got determined he's ready to go?
I think that's yet to be determined, but I'm going to say the same thing I say every time. I'm always in favor of guys going out on a rehab assignment. I don't necessarily win that battle a lot, but I like when that takes place. If you've missed a certain amount of time, X amount of days for me would require you to go out on a rehab assignment. In my mind, which is a very simple place, I think it's important. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But the fact that he's here and up and on his feet and feeling good, I'm very encouraged by it. But I'll get a better feel for him. And then we just put it into the search engine, and then something will be spit out as far as what the program will be to get him back on the field as soon as possible.
Thank you. I'm sorry. If you felt like you didn't want to go to Jose Herrera 3 days in a row, the game
right
of tonight, is Cooper Hummel an option as a starter behind the plate, or would you, if Dalton couldn't throw, would you have to make a move?
Yes. If Dalton could not throw today, I would never put him into a situation where he wouldn't be able to perform at the high level we expect. Cooper Hummel is more than an emergency catcher. Would he start a game? Probably not right now. If Dalton can't go, he'll serve as our backup. But we would lean on Jose in this situation. I've kind of walked through about three or four different thoughts. We've had them all. If we need to, we'll rely on Jose for as long as we need to. But we want Dalton to be an option for us. If he's not, we would certainly turn to Cooper, but not in a starting catcher situation.
So Jose three in a row, no problem.
Right now, no. Right now, no. If it gets to that.
Hummel, I know he had to catch bullpen occasionally. Are you asking him to do a little bit more just to stay sharp?
We have been, yes. He wants to catch. He loves catching. We just had a need for him to be a particular type of player who was going to help us in the outfield. So we feel like he could go back there with no problem.
Vittori, I know you don't like having the same guy catch on a day game following a night game.
But yeah.
With today being an hour earlier than most Saturday games, does that kind of help you feel more comfortable having?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a little hybrid. It's right in the middle. I would have caught Dalton. In fact, when I did the lineup after the game last night, he was starting catcher. But talking to the medical team, I transitioned that over to DHing later in the evening. I'd still consider this a night game, to be honest with you. It's a little different time. My whole clock was off. I think everybody felt the same way. Like, what time to get to the ballpark today? Nobody knew. But I still consider this a night game. We're still okay with the day game, night game situation.
A little bit off topic, but I'm sure you saw the news about Gabe Kapler and not coming out for the anthem and everything like that. What do you think about that? Do you think that's the manager's job to do stuff like that, or do you think it's effective? I mean, just I wondered your thoughts on that.
I'm very supportive of what Gabe is doing, and if it's if it's something that's important to him, Gabe is a friend of mine, I'm going to stand beside my friend. I try not to get involved in that arena. It's a very, very sad and touchy subject for me, especially my wife is from Buffalo, New York, and my dad's family's from Buffalo, New York. So I do have a lot of thoughts on it, and I will say that things have to stop. Things have got to get better. I just hope it moves in that direction quickly. Your original question, yes, I do support Gabe. I'm the manager of a baseball team. That's my job. My job is to stand before you guys and talk to you about baseball things. I know once in a while, and I'm glad I have this opportunity to say something about it in support of Gabe. I will, but my main priority is to this baseball team, this organization. And I want everybody to understand that. But I do have some feelings, and I support Gabe.
You said you're friends with Gabe. Why do you think it's so important to him? What kind of makes him tick, do you think?
Gabe is a humanitarian. I think he appreciates life and appreciates people, and he sees a bigger picture than most of us. Certainly me, I can guarantee you that. I tend to get a little focused in what's in front of me. It drives my family crazy. It drives everybody around me crazy. So I can appreciate his perspective.
Your rotation the last couple of weeks hasn't been as effective as it was probably the first 2 months. What do you make of it? I know it's a lot of games against the Dodgers. I know it's probably a tough pace to keep up to.
Look, the Dodgers are a good team, but it shouldn't change our attack plan. It shouldn't change our confidence to walk up there and execute pitches. They're major league hitters, but there are a lot of really good major league hitters that are on other teams too. So I don't want to use that as an excuse. And if we're using that as the Dodgers being that much better than everybody else, then we're signed up to do the wrong thing on the wrong day. And I'm not saying that to you. I want to say it to the people that are listening. I know the players are going to pick up on that. But I think we might be hitting a little bit of dead arm phase, a little bit. Things were really spiking up, and they've kind of plateaued, and maybe even got back down a little bit. I think that happens for a couple starts with our guys. We have a very good starting rotation. We have five really good starters that will keep us in baseball games. I think that'll turn.
Have you ever been in a situation where infielders, especially middle infielders, through their movements and the way they're leaning, could be tipping off the batter?
Yes.
What type of pitch, and is that a potential factor for you guys lately?
I call that stomping. We go over that extensively in spring training. I think I might be the only person that calls it stomping. I've just, for some reason, that's what our players know it as now. So if we're stomping and you see it, will you please let us know? It's something that I pay attention to all the time. But I know you guys have a different point of view to the game.
So what does stomping look like to you?
Stomping looks like the middle infielder can see the signs and therefore is going to start to move in the direction of where he feels like the ball is going to be batted. Traditionally, if it's soft, it's going to be hit a little bit more to the pull side. If it's firm, it's going to be hit more to the middle or right at you. I look at our potential, our stomping potential, probably every 4 to 5 pitches. I don't look at it all the time, but I'll look. If I see a very curious take, I'll start to look at our potential for stomping. Valid point. I think if you're more prone to stomp when you see the sign, that's the traditional way. You're looking and you see the sign, you see it, and then you move. And it's all in the timing of the hitter. If the hitter knows you're stomping, then he's gonna know when the sign goes down. He's gonna know when to look. And it's all kind of predicated from when the hitter is looking at the eyes of the pitcher, he's looking at the signs, and then as soon as he kind of comes up, it's all timed well when you're seeing this as a middle infielder. But our signs go down so early. Usually when the pitcher is looking down, you can see when the hitter is, or the catcher is giving the signs, you can see that that they're acknowledging it. You'll see a lot of this without any forward head movement. So it might be a little bit harder timing-wise for the hitter to know when that guy is setting up. So I think it's the potential for it happening is less, but it still does happen.
Can hitters really adjust that quickly? Like, did you try to do that? Like, see if middle infielders were shifting? Like, who was the best at that?
Yeah, as a hitter, I looked at it. As a hitter, you have hard focus here and then soft focus in the middle. And if you see somebody moving and shifting, it catches you out of nowhere. But that's what we do on the bench. You know, we're not chewing bubble gum and eating sunflower seeds. We're watching and making sure if we catch a team stomping against us, we're going to pass along to hitters. You'd be surprised. Our hitters are watching a lot. They're watching a lot too, and they'll share. I've heard hitters come back and say, "Yeah, I stayed on that pitch because I saw the second baseman move." So, share information. Next thing you know, we're on the move. So. Everybody has a job to do in the dugout from a staff member perspective. And my expectations are they're doing it every single pitch. I've outlined what their expectations are. And they do it. They do it well.
Are you the stomp specialist?
Probably. I have a couple of babies, a couple of things that are really, really important to me. I'm looking for stompers. I play middle infield, and I know what those tendencies and habits are. Nothing drives me more mad than a delay steal. Just put it up there. If there's a delay steal run against us, I go from 0 to 10 instantly. So that's another one of my babies.
That goes in your book.
Goes in my book. It's a good clean play, and they got a delay steal specialist in Trey Turner. So we are we're very aware of it. Because to me, it's taking advantage of a lazy defense, and I don't want us to be known as a lazy defense.
Sorry, just one last follow-up on the stomping.
Yeah, so it's my term, right? So don't, you might throw it out there, and people will be like, what are you talking about, Jack? What are you smoking? So, all right. I like that we're talking about it freely in here, but I don't want anybody to think you're crazy. All right? Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So that kind of thing is related to the hitter before he steps in the box, or part of the scouting reports and all of that, and something.
Correct.
To implement that while they're in the batter's box.
Correct.
Does it go beyond that? In other words, somebody's picking that up and passing the signal to the third base coach who, you know,
No, I think if a hitter sees it, the hitter's got the best view of a stomper, and you don't need anybody else's assistance with it.
Happens too fast.
It happens. It's very rapid. There's some teams that get a third base coach engaged, and I respect that. You gotta cover things up. You gotta do things the right way. There are stompers in this league that we have on our list right now that we know of. So when we go into a game, we'll be like, remember, got two stompers out there, pay attention.
Are there any decoy stompers?
Yeah, our team.
Okay.
Our guys. Our guys are instructed to play that game. Yeah, 100%.
Awesome.
Thanks, Gordy. Thanks,
sorry,
guys.
That's
yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. A game within a game.
Yes.
Questions.
I call it the Clinton's time.
Yeah.